Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and it's a good afternoon because it stopped raining, but it's not a good afternoon on the stock market. It's down 33 points today, and you think, oh, that's not very good. But it was down 66 points, and now it's only down 33, and there's a trend forming here, which I'll come to in a minute. So it was just disappointing. Finished at 5,738. No strong leads from overseas, nothing really to worry about. The banks were all weaker after I had, like I suggested 3 or 4 days ago, they had a good rise. So they'd come off a little bit, and they all sort of fell 20, 30, 40 cents each. The energy sector gave up a lot of its gain when the oil price rally turned into nothing. Woodside were down 3%, Santos down 2%, Origin down 4%. AWE, one of my favourite oil and gas companies, drilling in the Perth Basin at the moment, gained 0.5%, which is only 1 cent, but it was good to see they finished at 49. They're drilling the Waitsia field down near Dongara there. I still maintain that whole Perth Basin is going to be a very exciting source of news in coming months.
All right, we'll have to watch that.
Yeah, as far as, you know, because the market was down, it's hard to find stocks that are up, but Qantas were up 1 cent today. Wesfarmers said, we can double up. They're up 2 cents today to $40.25. Telstra said, oh, look, we're geniuses. We're up $3 to $4.13. And South 32, the big performer, up 4 cents to $2.76. You can see I'm really...
4 cents is the big performer.
Yeah. It is a big performer in terms of the big cap stocks. Out there in news, it was funny, it was an interesting article today suggesting that Channel 9 were going to be doing all right in the ratings today. And maybe it was time to buy Nine Entertainment Network shares. Ironically enough, they finished the same price, but Seven West Media went up 5% and finished at 82.5. So go figure on that one. Saracen had a good day. Everyone's favourite gold stock up 5%, finished at $1.32.5 after their quarterly last week. Regis, which is my favourite gold stock, gained 10 cents, so to $3.82 after they also had a good quarterly last week. A couple of quarterlies out today included Newcrest. There's a bit of a type story for that. I think they really glossed over a few problems there. Mm. They still went up 18 cents. And the Luca, the Mineral Sands Group here from WA, did all right too. They were up a couple of percent, finished up 16 cents after their quarterly, and a bit of cash generation there and a rise in mineral sands prices. Looking elsewhere, the Aussie dollar
continues to rise.
Annoys me. Oh, it does, yeah. It tried to come down below 79 on Friday, back above it today, 79.25. If you're buying euros, they're $1.47. If you're buying pounds, they're $1.64. So gold price, down $2, $1,252 with that Aussie dollar. It's not too bad now. It's $1,580, which is why we saw some of the gold shares better today. But all in all, a quiet start to the week, a steady start. But you never know. It can all burst into life at some point in time, and that's what we're here for, to monitor that.
Indeed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, mate.